Good morning again. Coming up in the next hour, as protests increase in Israel against the war in Gaza, we'll be speaking to a member of the Israeli Parliament. The first round of CAO offers, what courses have gone up, hikes too for electricity bills, and a love story, how Swifties are celebrating the engagement that they were waiting for.
In business, markets react to Donald Trump's move to fire a Fed governor, and Dalata sees profits fall despite revenues rising.
And in sports, Celtic's Champions League hopes are over, but Athlone Town's women's team are in the Netherlands and they're keeping the dream alive.
Good morning again. You're welcome if you're just joining us. This is Morning Ireland. It's Wednesday, August the 27th, and Karen Creed and Audrey Carville will keep you company until 9 o'clock. Your 8 o'clock news is read by Brian Jennings.
Tens of thousands of students will receive offers of a college place from the CAO this afternoon. A significant surge in applications is expected to lead the additional pressure for places in many areas. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly.
This year's increased application rate, up by almost 8% compared to last year, is due to population growth and is reflected in a growth in demand for places on courses across a wide variety of disciplines, including healthcare courses such as nursing and areas such as engineering and construction. Almost 90,000 applications were received this year. They include more than 51,000 from students who sat their leaving certificate in June. Applicants will receive their offers from the CAO at around lunchtime.
On this programme, Eileen Keelehan, Head of Communications at the Central Applications Office, said students should not lose heart if they are disappointed with the offer they receive.
Accepting a lower preference offer doesn't prevent you from receiving a higher preference offer in a later round if a place becomes available and you're eligible. So our advice would be to accept the offer that you receive in round one, and you may still receive something higher in a later round if a place becomes available.
The Irish Cancer Society is calling for regulation of vaping and nicotine products and the banning of such companies from partnering with music festivals. The Society is urging the government to ensure legislation currently being drafted to regulate the marketing of e-cigarettes also applies to current and future products such as nicotine pouches. On this programme, Avril Power, Chief Executive of the Irish Cancer Society, said the government must future-proof its legislation to avoid playing catch-up while big tobacco companies invent new products to get young people hooked on nicotine.
It's crazy that in 2025 that you have music events. Electric Picnic is not the only one. There are a range of other festivals, Forbidden Fruit, all together now that were taking place this summer. Concerts in Three Arena and other concert venues across Dublin with over 500,000 people attending them that have been sponsored by nicotine pouch companies. And we feel that it's wrong. That, you know, ethically, we would ask organisers to look at that themselves, but absolutely government should change it now and make sure that it's not possible.
Exploratory talks are due to be held at the Workplace Relations Commission today, aimed at averting a strike by school secretaries and caretakers. The industrial action is due to begin tomorrow. The Forza Union contends that the school secretaries and caretakers are being treated as second-class citizens, as they are not being given access to public sector pensions and other entitlements. The Department of Education has instructed schools to open as normal, but other unions have told their members to support the striking workers by refusing to carry out the duties of secretaries and caretakers. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
School secretaries and caretakers attended a meeting at Forza headquarters in Dublin last night ahead of tomorrow's planned strike action. School Secretary Louisa Carty told the meeting that they've never had an opportunity like this before to secure pension parity. School caretaker Dave Hearn said this was their chance to stand up for themselves. Exploratory talks are due to be held at the Workplace Relations Commission today in a bid to resolve the dispute. But Forza's head of education, Andy Pike, said last night that they're not optimistic about the talks and fear it may just be a box-ticking exercise by the government.
The US President Donald Trump is to host a meeting on post-war plans for Gaza later today. His envoy, Steve Witkoff, said there would be a large meeting at which a comprehensive plan would be formulated. A heavily armed man who shot dead two police officers and wounded a third in Victoria State in Australia on Monday remains at large. The gunman fled on foot after shooting at the police when they arrived at his home northeast of Melbourne with a search warrant. The reason for the warrant was not revealed. The police team that arrived on the scene included local officers of the Sexual Offences and Child Investigation Unit. SpaceX has completed a successful test flight of its Starship spacecraft. Previous test flights have ended with mid-air explosions. Donal Ryan reports.
Starship is the most powerful launch vehicle ever built and key to founder Elon Musk's vision of carrying humanity to Mars, as well as NASA's plans to return astronauts to the moon. The mega rocket blasted off from SpaceX's Starbase in southern Texas, as seen in a live webcast.
3, 2, 1.
A few minutes into the launch, the first stage booster splashed down into the Gulf of Mexico, triggering a sonic boom on its way. Intended to one day carry crew and cargo, the Starship began to demonstrate its capabilities as it soared into space, successfully deploying 8 dummy Starlink internet satellites. Some heat tiles fell away and a small section of a flap burned off during the vessel's descent, but this was expected, according to SpaceX. The mission was seen as a success after 3 previous attempts ended with the upper stages of the vessel exploding, twice over the Caribbean and once when it reached space.
And now the weather.